Hello, and welcome to the latest episode of the ERP Strategies and Solutions podcast series. In this series, we'll join ERP specialists, business owners, industry insiders, and others to explore the business benefits of ERP. Now, here's your host, Chris Carroll.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of ERP Strategies and Solutions. Today's podcast discusses the effects of executive alignment and misalignment on the success of an ERP implementation. I'm going to be speaking with Bree Neely, Senior Manager at Panorama Consulting Solutions and an ERP Organizational Change Management Expert. Bree, welcome back to the podcast.
Thanks, Chris.
Well, thanks for being here.
I appreciate it. Yeah. Very happy to talk about executive alignment.
So we've got a few questions for you. Let's get right into it. First off, how would you define executive alignment for us?
Well, essentially, executive alignment is the agreement and unity of an executive team, and that can be in general or as it specifically relates to a project like an ERP implementation. With regards to an ERP implementation, areas that we at Panorama would look for alignment in or on the executive team include the prioritization of the project, the timeline for the implementation and any benefits realization activities, the need and strategy for backfilling, resources on the teams, attitudes towards training, key performance indicators, and so on.
Okay. So why is executive alignment so critical to an ERP implementation?
Well, ERP implementations are hard. I don't think anyone would ever argue against that statement. And end users need to see a unified front from their executive leadership in order to stay motivated and continue to buy into the project throughout the entire project life cycle. These projects can last anywhere from a year to 3 or even 4 years. So the executives have to lead the end users throughout the entire project and make sure that they are rallying behind the project at every given moment.
Right.
Executive misalignment can cause a great deal of stress, even if it's not necessarily so black and white as to be, I don't know, a split between executives who are bullish versus those who are bearish about the project.
Mm-hmm.
It can be a lot more subtle than that. It can be, for instance, a situation where a CFO is disseminating information that's different than what the CEO is saying.
Mm-hmm.
And when things like that happen, when you don't have unified communications and messaging and alignment, then you quickly create an environment where employees lose trust in their management team and start doubting the worth of the project and the leadership behind the project.
Right. So tell us, what would you say could be done to avoid or, you know, mitigate this type of situation?
Well, from our point of view, of course, it's organizational change management.
Mm-hmm.
And when people hear organizational change management, they typically think of ERP end users,
right,
who are the folks, you know, sitting at the desks using the system. And they are definitely, obviously, a big stakeholder group that receive a lot of OCM activities. But Panorama is different than other firms in that we also believe OCM strategies and tactics need to include executives and project managers to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
So we focus on training and communication among all groups, and that includes executives, which can be very surprising to them at times.
Right.
But according to our 2012 ERP report, 29% of respondents, so almost one-third, stated that they did not have top-level management commitment during implementation.
Mm.
So it's a critical problem area in implementations. It can really create a lot of issues very quickly. So increasing executive buy-in and proactively addressing employees' resistance to change, and that, you know, employees include the executives, ensures that your ERP project would stay on time and on budget.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we do.
Okay. So what would you say are some of the specific tactics that Panorama might deploy in a situation where, as you mentioned, the executives were misaligned?
Well, first, we would want to assess what the executives truly think about the project, the organization's ability to successfully manage the project, what benefits they want to see from the ERP system, and so forth. And we would do that as part of an organizational readiness assessment right at the beginning of the project. So that would be the first step. And then you really need to get all the executives in the same room to start learning about and coming to agreement on all of these aspects I mentioned. Is the COO thinking, say, that all the ERP work, you know, throughout the next couple of years is going to be done in employees' free time and won't have any impact on production? And is the CEO saying, well, no, of course, that can't happen. That's not how it's going to be. And then, you know, they're kind of have a disagreement or a misalignment that maybe hasn't been voiced yet, or that they haven't had any discussion about. So you need to get them all in the same room and really hash out the details of the implementation, why they're doing it, what they want from it, who's going to be affected, how they're going to do it, and so forth. Mm-hmm. So Panorama facilitates this kind of education and discussions needed to get the team on the same page. So that would be two examples of tactics we would use at the beginning of a project. But, you know, as we go through and we become more familiar with the organization and the implementation gets underway and, you know, we begin to see what's going on with the executive team, of course, we would readjust strategies and continuously look at different tactics to use. It's really just about monitoring, assessing, and, you know, getting in there and making sure that people are involved.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, we've been speaking with Senior Manager Bree Neely. She's a Senior Manager at Panorama Consulting Solutions and an ERP Organizational Change Management expert. We're talking with Bree today about the effects of executive alignment on an ERP implementation. We have more questions for Bree right after this.
Not sure which direction to go with your ERP initiative? Having trouble getting your ERP implementation completed on time without compromising tangible benefits?
Panorama Consulting Solutions is an independent ERP consulting firm focused on ERP software selection, implementation, and organizational change management.
So whether you're about to select your ERP software, need help with implementation, or need to get more out of your existing ERP software, Panorama can help your organization reduce its ERP cost and risk while optimizing business benefits. In fact, compared to the average organization, Panorama's clients implement their ERP solutions at less than 50% of the cost and in 10% less time. Some of Panorama's clients include Samsonite, Kodak, Coldwater Creek, Maxon Lift, and Ashcroft Incorporated.
Call Panorama at 720-515-1377. That's 720-515-1377.
Or visit us on the web at www.panorama-consulting.com.
Welcome back to ERP Strategies and Solutions. We're speaking with Bree Neely today about the effects of executive alignment on an ERP implementation. Bree is Senior Manager at Panorama Consulting Solutions. So why is an objective viewpoint, like the one that you folks at Panorama provide, why is it so important when you're talking about executive alignment?
Well, there's no question that nearly all ERP implementations are heavily politicized, and that's because nearly all organizations are heavily politicized. It's just the way things are. So independent organizations like Panorama operate without agendas. Unlike our competitors, we don't profit from a certain software being chosen or certain modules being purchased. Mm-hmm. And we certainly don't profit from an organization in disarray because of an implementation. So we come in and offer a candid, truthful, third-party viewpoint and leadership to ensure that the executives agree upon what they're doing with the ERP implementation, when they're doing it, and why they're doing it. That's, you know, I think that our objectivity is key to the entire process.
And that's really something that, like you said, distinguishes Panorama from your competition in that sense.
Absolutely.
So you mentioned a bit about training before. Now, most executives that I know have a hard time turning on computers sometimes. Is this really something that they would do?
Well, funny you should say that. I know some executives like that myself.
Yeah.
We always want the executives really involved in the ERP implementation, and that means down to a level of getting trained on the system. We think it's very important.
Right.
So smart organizations like the ones we work with tend to agree with us on it. And they know that an ERP implementation is a business transformation, it's not an IT project. Mm-hmm. And they also know that they need to show how important the project is to the company in every way that they possibly can. And that includes taking the time to be in the trenches, so to speak, during training. Putting aside for a minute the importance of the high-level staff having an integrated understanding of the system, which clearly is of the utmost importance, imagine the impact it would have on, say, a group of accounts payable clerks if their CFO came and learned the processes right next to them.
Right.
It would make a really big difference in the end-user training and their buy-in into the implementation. If it, you know, a C-level executive's support and involvement in every aspect of implementation always serves to underscore how vital it is to the organization.
Right. Sort of like the general not asking his troops to do anything that he wouldn't do kind of thing.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So where can our listeners find out more about what we've been talking about today?
Well, we have a bevy of organizational and change management materials available on our website at panorama-consulting.com. There's a resource center with a lot of white papers and industry thought leadership. There's an ERP blog where we probably average an organizational change management blog post about once every week or so. And we also just completed a publication of a book called An Expert's Guide to ERP Success, which was written by my boss, the founder and managing partner of Panorama, Eric Kimberling.
Mm-hmm.
And that has a chapter in it specifically devoted to organizational change management. And all of that is available for free on our website.
Okay. I'm talking with Bree Neely today. She's given us a lot of information about the effects of an executive alignment on an ERP implementation. Bree, thanks for being here with us today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Chris.
And also, everybody, remember, if you'd like to know more about the stuff that you've heard here on ERP Strategies and Solutions, or if you've got any questions about the information we've covered today, check out Panorama's website at panorama-consulting.com. This is Chris Carroll. Thanks again for listening, everybody. We'll talk to you next time on ERP Strategies and Solutions.
Register for our free weekly ERP webcast series. Download white papers or read our ERP research on our website.
Call Panorama at 720-515-1377.
Email us at info@panorama-consulting.com or visit us on the web at panorama-consulting.com. And be sure to subscribe to this podcast series for more ERP strategies and solutions.